This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
It's VOA News. I'm Giabili reporting. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for bombings at two Coptic churches in Egypt that killed at least 44 people and injured more than 100. The first blast was in the northern city of Tanta, where a powerful explosion ripped through a Palm Sunday service at St. George's Church, killing 27 people and wounding 78 others. Not long after that, at least 17 people were killed and 41 wounded in a suicide bomb attack outside St. Mark's Coptic Orthodox Cathedral in Alexandria. After the bombings, Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi declared a three-month state of emergency. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations says peace in Syria is not possible with President Bashar al-Assad in power. In an interview with CNN, Nikki Haley said there is not any sort of option where a political solution is going to happen with Assad at the head of the regime. In comments for a Sunday broadcast on CBS, Secretary of State Tillerson said the first priority is to defeat the ISIS, and once the ISIS threat has been reduced or eliminated, I think we can turn our attention directly to stabilizing the situation in Syria. On Sunday, U.S. President Donald Trump went to one of his golf courses on the Florida Atlantic coast for a second consecutive day. White House officials were tight-lipped about the president's activities Saturday and Sunday, which were known to have included time on the golf course and a long phone conversation with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. In the most recent conversation, Abe told reporters he and the U.S. president frankly exchanged opinions about North Korea and Syria following Thursday's U.S. Navy strike on a Syrian airfield. Christians are celebrating Palm Sunday, marking the beginning of Easter Holy Week. Robert Berger was on the scene in Jerusalem where the biblical story took place.
Priests in festive robes led a colorful Palm Sunday procession at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem's Old City. They were followed by pilgrims waving palm and olive branches in a fragrant cloud of incense. The celebrants marched around the ancient stone tomb where tradition says Jesus rose from the dead. Palm Sunday marks Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem on a donkey 2,000 years ago. It is the beginning of Holy Week, which culminates in Easter Sunday when Christians celebrate the resurrection. Pilgrims came to the Holy City from all over the world, including Christine Barlow from the U.S. state of Utah.
It's a really cool experience being in such a cultural place on such an important day. Being here just really solidifies my faith in the events that occurred and being in the land that it happened in. It's fun.
Visitors to the Holy Sepulchre are also getting to see something special. Jesus' tomb has been renovated for the first time in 200 years. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations is suggesting if President Donald Trump needs to carry out more military attacks in Syria, he will. She backed his decision to carry out a military strike against Syrian air bases in retaliation for a chemical weapons attack on civilians last week. Haley called the strike order Trump's finest hour since he took office, commending his thoughtfulness in carrying out the strike. Speaking on NBC News Meet the Press, she also criticized Russia for its response to the chemical attacks.
When this chemical weapons murder happened to so many people, Russia's reaction was not how horrible, or how could they do this to innocent children, or how awful is that? Their initial reaction was, Assad didn't do it. The Syrian government didn't do it. Why were they that defensive that quick?
Pakistan says Russia-sponsored international talks on Afghanistan must involve the United States in bringing peace to the war-torn country. I am Giabili in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA. The best.